This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Feel the talent crumble. You need a yen to make your mark. If you want to make money, you need the luck to make a buck. If you want to be gay. I think we lost Bert.
I'm here.
Oh, good. Good. How are you?
I was, then I was not hearing anything. I was just hearing the music, and I was expecting someone to say, welcome, Bert, and I heard nothing.
That's what I did. I did say, welcome, Bert. But evidently, the connection wasn't complete to you. But yes, I did all those things, and I thanked Jason, and I said, hour number two of USA Prepares. So welcome, Bert.
Yeah, welcome. You know how reliable that phone connection is. But then, speaking of reliability, I have to mention, and I don't know if you've talked to class about it earlier, but the fact that the military knew the submarine had imploded a few hours after it went missing, yet we didn't find out till pretty much just now. So I don't, I find that hard to swallow, Vince. Is, you know, why did they let everybody hold out that false hope? And, you know, was it because these were secret listening devices? Was it because of red tape on how they disclose news to the public? Last I heard, I thought the military was here to protect us and serve the people. So I don't know if you heard that story, Vince, but I thought it was worth throwing out there. It kind of makes me a little puzzled.
I did hear it, of course, and I did comment on it on during hour number one of today's broadcast. And to recapitulate, class, I said that that was, in my opinion, a wag the dog event, and or the way the media was complying with what the administration would want them to do, which would be distract y'all from what's happening with Hunter Biden and his dad, and the alleged criminal activity of the Biden family. So the way you could do that, and there's a movie called Wag the Dog, and it's exactly that. It is to say, look over here, this is a terrible thing, and people are sitting on the edge of their seats, biting their fingernails, praying, hoping that they'll have enough air, you know, 72 hours of air, 60 hours of oxygen. And, you know, the countdown is to when they get to just, you know, minutes of oxygen. And people aren't thinking about what this really means, because it really means that they have to decompress from being that deep. How long will it take to open that that submarine, should it have survived? And the whole thing is ridiculous. We spent millions of dollars. I saw that there were 10 ships involved, at least, plus aircraft, helicopters, planes, all looking. And we knew on Sunday, 4 days before the announcement, that they were dead. And we knew. The Navy knew. And I really believe it's a wag the dog to distract us from what's happening with the president and his family, which is alleged to be corrupt from many different sources. So it's a shame that we can't believe the media. No, I don't think anybody believes the media. I don't think anybody believes the government. They've squandered their credibility. Both of those organizations have squandered their credibility. I don't believe a thing that I hear in the media. And class, I tell you, don't believe me. Don't believe Vin Finelli. Don't believe your instructors. Don't believe what you hear on radio. Don't believe what you see in the media, in video. Don't believe what you read.
But wait, Vin, we can believe Bert, right?
Don't believe Bert, class. Don't believe anything that you see, hear, or read in the media, including Bert, including Vincent, until you verify it for yourself. Or unless you see it with your own two eyes and you look twice. Seriously. Do your own research, make up your own mind. So, you know, Bert, look, yeah, I know we do our very, very best to tell the truth all the time, and we do. Okay? But trying to figure out what the truth is becoming really, really difficult.
Ben, can a dog lie, or do they always tell the truth?
I think I can only speak from my dogs.
Yes.
I think they tell the truth, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
If one of our dogs goes to sneak something, like I keep a washcloth, a dry washcloth, on the floor near the water bowl, and we have a wooden floor in the kitchen. So when they drink, they look around, and you know water gets, you know, drops here and there. So I just use that to dry up the water.
They're messy. Yeah.
Yeah, and then what happens is one of them likes that washcloth. And kind of sneak over. And this dog's name is Tara. That's her first name. Her last name is Bull. Terrible. So Terrible, and she's sneaky. And when she goes to take that washcloth, I'll say, whoa. And she'll like, uh-oh, I got caught. So she doesn't lie to me. She just knows she got caught. So I don't think they lie, Bert.
Yeah, so if it goes missing and you ask them who took it, will they... So... Will they turn in the traitor?
No, what
or
they will
they
do
protect,
is...
Well, they, without lying, you could still protect your fellow doggy, right?
The one who committed the act will put his or her head down, like, did you take that?
So they'll take the heat. They won't.
They'll take the heat. They will take that. Well, she or he will take the heat. That's correct.
Yeah,
that's correct. So they know the difference. They know the difference between right and wrong. They really do, because if we teach them, the difference.
Well, is there a lesson there?
Yeah, it's like Joe and company didn't go to ethics training, or they said, "I don't care, I'm me first." It's one of those two.
Yeah, I know we don't talk
Joe,
a lot
Joe
of politics.
Joe's been stealing other people's stuff for a long time, including at the university, where he stole other, you know, another person's work. That's called plagiarism. And then in the Senate, it's been reported he did the same thing. And then when he was on the campaign trail, he stole another guy's wife.
Yeah.
So we put him in charge. What do we think?
Yeah. Where do you learn to be a good person? I guess that's partly upbringing, right? Your parents.
Well,
part
okay.
of the family,
you learn.
Your parents.
It's nurture. So you learn how to behave properly and how to play nicely with others at a very, very early age. It starts with mother and father, okay? And it continues on through education, through formal education, whether it be a school or homeschool or whatever it might be. But, for example, you know, you see a sign that says, don't litter, $1,000 fine. I used to see those when I was growing up in the 1950s along the highways and byways. Okay? And that told me, I think that's a bad thing, throwing trash out. So it is a bad thing. So you learn from those around you good behavior and bad behavior. So throwing your pizza box out the window, your McDonald's wrappers out the window, soda bottles and cans out the window when you're driving, that's bad behavior.
Yeah.
You know, taking a wine bottle and down the streets of New York, sidewalk of New York City, and bashing somebody in the head just because they're in front of you, that's bad behavior. Cutting people off with your car, truck, just because you want to be first, that's bad behavior. Just like John Menard, when he was on the racetrack, he decided there were some cars ahead of him, and he wanted to get in front of them, so he did what's called bumping. And he hit the rear corner of one of the cars in front of him, spun the guy out, and caused like a chain reaction where 10 cars got demolished. Yeah, because he wanted to be first.
Yeah.
John Menard of Menards.
Yeah. Well, Vince, I thought that was important. We discussed that initially in class, but today we're going to devote most of class to EVs, which we've talked about before. But what I wanted to do for class is explain the whole picture of life of an EV, all the way from mining the components that go into it, the manufacturing process, everything that goes into it, then, of course, the driving, but then how we dispose of it. And I think what's happened is we've developed a narrative for most of the news and information about electric cars that really just talks about the driving, you know, how far can you go and how many people can you hold and those sort of things. And I think what's missing is the important big picture, you know, and because we're rushing into EVs, and you and I probably disagree on the fundamental point where I think EVs are ultimately a good proposition because they're so much more efficient and therefore less polluting and better for the environment. But the big picture often is overlooked.
Before you continue.
Yeah. Okay.
Two comments. One, you said, you know, we developed the narrative. Now, class, Bert does not mean Bert
no.
and I developed the narrative because
no,
we didn't
no,
develop this
no,
at all.
That's
this
the
is
mainstream
the,
media.
This is the marketeer. This is
the mainstream
marketer
media.
Complicit with the made right.
Exactly.
Right. Now, next thing is you and I are diametrically opposed on electric vehicles being a good thing. I think they're absolutely a disaster, and the guy at the pinnacle of electric vehicles, Elon Musk, I think is the most dangerous person on the planet. That's my position. It's immutable, but please continue.
Yeah, and I think he's a good entrepreneur. So, Vince, a lot of people may not realize that electric vehicles have actually been around for over 100 years. I mean, the first electric vehicles, believe it or not, were developed in the 1800s. I mean, they were primitive. They were very lightweight. There wasn't much to early cars, and they therefore didn't need, you know, as big an electric engine to drive them because they were so lightweight and frail. But we had electric vehicles, and, you know, if one or two things had been different, there's a good chance that actually electric vehicles would have been just continued through the next 100 years without gasoline vehicles. But a couple of things happened. Gasoline became cheap and prolific. Electric starters came about that allowed you to, you know, you didn't have to crank your engine. But if you look at the early vehicles, and people probably don't realize that this started in the 1800s. You had three technologies competing. You had electricity, you had steam, and then a little later came some gasoline-powered cars. And the electric vehicles, really, the problem was just the range because the batteries just couldn't hold enough charge. But, you know, then an electric motor back then compared to now is fundamentally the same. You know, they're more efficient. We put electronics all around them to make them operate more efficiently. But the whole concept of an electric motor, and most of these were DC motors, direct current powered motors, they haven't changed much since. So we're going to discuss, you know, what's happened and why we have so many EVs now, and importantly, the whole chain of events that occur from the mining to the manufacturing, and often forgot the disposal when they wear out.
Yeah, and the whole process is an unmitigated disaster. Absolutely no question about it. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert is going to be putting an exclamation point on how I feel about electric vehicles. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, so Vince, there's rare elements, and I guess what we would say is just hard to mine elements. And Vince, it's not just in the batteries, it's in the motors as well. So in an electric car motor, for instance, that's where most of the actual what's known as rare earth elements are. They're in the motor, not in the battery. And the most used of those is called, and I may pronounce these wrong, but neodymium. Neodymium. And that's also used in speakers, hard drives, and all types of motors.
But you're talking about the magnet structure, because it's like a really, really strong magnet.
That's correct.
A magnet the size of a dime could probably pick up 10 pounds.
Yeah, yes. And I'm going to get these wrong, but we also, in addition to the neodymium in the magnets, we use dysprosium, terbium, and praseodymium. So those are all considered rare earth elements, and they're hard to find. And Vince, you're going to like this. Tesla has stated that they are going to reduce the rare earth elements in their motors, and the goal is to get rid of them completely. And they said they've already reduced them in the Model 3 by 25%, but their goal is to completely eliminate them. This is something Elon Musk has announced a couple of months ago, that his goal will be to take all rare earth elements out of the motors, the electric motors used in Teslas. So that That's in the motors, Vince, but the bigger problem is in the batteries. And I'm going to give you a little quick percentage of
Can we go back just 1 second to the rare earth minerals elements in the electric motors? I believe the reason that he wants to do that is because he can't get enough of it. If it were plentiful, he'd say, "Let's keep using it." But because it's so rare and he can't get enough to build his cars, he's got to find another alternative. I believe that's the reason.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. They wouldn't be rare earth elements if they weren't rare, right? Number one, he's a businessman, right? So, Vince, looking at the batteries, and we take a typical nickel-lithium-based battery, guess what the biggest, so I'm going to name about 10 elements. Take a wild guess at what's 28% of a nickel-based lithium battery.
Well, why don't you just tell
black.
Us?
It's black. It's black. Okay, it's graphite, 28%. Go through these. Aluminum, 19%. So those not so bad. Nickel, 16%. Copper, 11%. Steel, 11%. Lithium is only 3%. Iron, 3%. Cobalt, which is one of those hard to mine, along with lithium, is 4%. And manganese, 5%. So the problem ones there are the manganese, the cobalt, and the lithium. And of course, lithium has all kinds of issues that we know.
And what's not being mentioned is copper. It's not like copper is free.
Yeah, 11%.
And there's a lot of copper. What was that?
11%.
Well, if you're talking about the car, or you're talking about
the battery.
The battery.
Yep. The battery.
Yeah. Well, there's no electric motor on each corner of that car without copper windings in the electric motor.
Oh yeah.
So there's a lot of copper. A lot of copper. As a matter of fact, Bert, it's been said that if we wanted to build a telephone network like the original one that was built by Bell Telephone, we couldn't do it because there's not enough copper. Okay? So that tells me there's not enough copper for all of these electric motors that we want to build for all kinds of things like elevators and electric cars and fans and washing machines and all the rest of it, because all of these electric motors have copper, 100%. I just want to put that out there. Copper is a big deal, and we use a lot of it. It looks like we're going to a break. But, class, this is going to, if you're an electric car fan, this is probably going to ruin your day. This is an absolute disaster. An absolute disaster. And Elon Musk, in my opinion, is leading the disaster.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. The Coast Guard confirms the submersible used to view the Titanic was found demolished on the ocean floor and its 5 passengers are dead. A robotic sub found parts of the missing Titan 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic wreckage yesterday afternoon. It disappeared Sunday about 900 miles off the coast of Cape Cod, Massachusetts in the North Atlantic. With more than 30 descents to Titanic, James Cameron on ABC News believes the design of the Titan submersible was flawed from the start.
You know, this OceanGate sub had sensors on the inside of the hull to give them a warning when it was starting to crack. And I think if that's your idea of safety, then you're doing it wrong. And they probably had warning that their hull was starting to delaminate, that they had dropped their ascent weights and they were coming up trying to manage an emergency.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paladi Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something happening. This can be sliding.
I wonder today if
hot.
Watch
it. God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert's with us. Bert, please continue.
Yeah, so Vince, for class, just to give you an idea of what was available around 1900, you could buy from Columbia Electrical Vehicles a Mark III. It was recognized as probably the standard American electric vehicle, had a 25-amp motor. Vince, the maximum speed was 12 miles per hour. Battery was 44 chloride cells with a 75-amp hour, which was about 3 hours and 35-mile range. Total weight of the vehicle, I'm surprised it was this high, 2,500 pounds. And Vince, that was a popular car in 1900. And I know when you went to school, I think you went by horseback because your parents probably couldn't afford an electric car. You know, you went by horseless carriage or horse back then. But Vince,
the, yeah, as a matter of fact, my grandfather had a carriage house for his carriage. Okay. Literally. Literally. I'm not exaggerating. Yeah, Bernard, of course, is exaggerating. I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah. The Columbia electrical vehicles, they probably could have become what's now General Motors or Ford if gasoline hadn't taken over. And generally they held two persons. They looked like horseless carriages, Vince. There's, you know, the motor and the batteries were in the back, and there wasn't a steering wheel on a lot of these cars. It was just kind of like a stick, and there was a brake pad, although it looks like it was very easy to just put your feet down if you needed more braking power. So, Vince, as I said, these vehicles could have evolved into electric vehicles for everybody over the next 100 years had it not been for gasoline and the fact that we couldn't really do a breakthrough in batteries. No matter what we did, the batteries were fairly low power storage. And that gets me to kind of where we are today, because the trend in cars, we're talking about the manufacturing process, the recycling process, how we dispose of them. The trend now is to go into these massive lithium battery packs. And so what it does is it raises the cost of the car, raises the weight of the car, and it just means that the car has to operate that much more inefficiently to power all that weight around. I think small batteries make more sense, or a plug-in hybrid where you have a very small battery pack so you can go short distance on all electric and then use your gasoline, which is basically a gasoline-powered generator that generates electricity for the longer range. I think right now is an interim solution. That's the best vehicle. But the trend is to these massive battery packs that go 300, 400, 500 miles. And I don't think you go 300, 400, or 500 miles on that many trips, the average person. Yet, for whatever reason, people want to have that range there. It would be a lot better for the environment, for cost, for efficiency if we learn to just get by with smaller battery packs. But that doesn't seem to be the marketing trend, Vince. So the problem then is not only do we have to manufacture these massive batteries, but we have to figure out how to recycle them. And we sort of know how to recycle them. The problem, Vince, is it costs twice as much to recycle batteries in many cases as it does to produce and buy them, you know, to procure them. So they're kind of scratching their heads, not sure what to do. I don't know where these batteries are piling up, but I suspect somewhere we could probably do a little research and find some place that's just overrun with massive amounts of EV batteries that are just, you know, at their end of life. So that's maybe the biggest problem of all, is we don't have a plan for what to do with the batteries. And I don't know why we're not putting the same effort into solving that problem as we're putting into giving people incentives to buy these vehicles. And Vince, on top of everything we just discussed, our electric grid cannot, if everybody, not everybody, if half the people replace their current gasoline-powered cars with EVs, there's no way the infrastructure could support charging them. And that, you know, people are giving lip service to it, but I don't see a lot of construction going on in terms of improving our electric infrastructure. In fact, what I see when I look into this is that there are literally towns and communities that, you know, we have a housing shortage in a lot of parts of the country. There's communities, in particular in Texas, that aren't being completed or aren't allowing people to move in because they don't have the ability to complete the electrical infrastructure to bring electric power into these new villages and developments. And part of that stems from the fact that we have a shortage of power transformers for the electric grid, the transformers that step up and step down the voltage. I mean, mostly it's stepping down because you send it on the high voltage long-distance power lines, and then at different points you step down the voltage. We actually have a shortage of those transformers, Vince. And then on top of that, they're doing a new law that says you have to make the transformers more efficient. So we can't even build enough of the current design. They're telling the manufacturers to tool up for a new design that's slightly more efficient. So Vince, it's kind of a mess, and it's going to get sorted out in the next few years. But I think it's important for class to understand the big picture of owning an electric vehicle and where it came from and probably most importantly, where it goes after its 10 or 20-year life. And I think that's being overlooked in most of the, you know, certainly it's being overlooked if you just pick up a auto magazine to review the latest EV models.
Bert, you said a lot of things. And let me put an exclamation point on some of the things you just said. There's a shortage of utility grid power transformers. So you're right. People cannot finish their homes because they can't get electricity because there's a shortage of transformers. Transformers are principally constructed with just a few materials. One is a steel case. I'm talking about the round transformers, the cylindrical transformers that hang on power poles, okay, right outside your house. So a steel case, and then there's a copper winding, a lot of copper around an iron core. So a small amount of iron, a lot of copper, and then the rest of that can is filled probably 90% to the top with oil. And the oil is used as a coolant to transfer the heat from the transformer to the steel case, where the steel case radiates the heat to the atmosphere. Okay, so there's a problem building transformers, and copper's getting expensive. It's getting expensive because it's getting harder to get. Now, I just did a quick calculation. In the class, don't believe a word I say. But I just did a quick calculation, and 10%, according to the data that I've read, of a Tesla is copper, 10%. Teslas weigh between 2,700 and 5,400 pounds. So we're looking at a minimum of 270 pounds of copper in a Tesla. Your neighbor's car that's in his driveway, 270 pounds of copper. So your house, if you have an average house, has about 195 pounds of copper wiring. There's more copper in your neighbor's Tesla than in your house. It takes more electricity to charge that Tesla once than it takes to run your house for a day, on average. It actually takes three times as much electricity to charge your neighbor's Tesla than it takes to run your house for a day. So you can run your house for 3 days with the same amount of electricity it takes to fully charge a Tesla. So when people start figuring out that those Teslas are destroying our planet, they're going to say, I think those guys on USA Prepares was right. And Teslas are a real bad idea. As a matter of fact, the 5,400-pound Tesla model, you know, the one that goes farther, extra range?
Yeah, I think that one's crazy.
Like, that has almost the amount of copper for three homes. Three. Now, that can be recycled. And you'll be recycling your Tesla like every 10 years. How often do you recycle the wiring in your house? There are homes on the East Coast that have been around since before the 1900s. I'm talking 1890s. They're still there.
Yeah, copper doesn't wear out. I mean, the wire doesn't, you know, you can find copper statues from thousands of years ago that, you know, you shine them up, they look pretty good. It's, copper wiring can last, two lifetimes.
Bert, correct me if I'm wrong, but there is no substitute for copper wiring that is viable. Now, we've tried aluminum. We've had houses that are wired with aluminum.
Yeah, and, those are a problem.
Your house today has, you know, the service entrance cable from, you know, the street, if you will, it's going to be typically aluminum to your house or copper to your house. And then coming down from the meter into your house is probably going to be, if it's a relatively new house, it's going to be aluminum. It is. So that's the only place that you would use aluminum, from the meter to your circuit panel. After that, it's got to be copper. Otherwise, it's really dangerous because the aluminum overheats, it corrodes at the connections, and it caused electrical fires in the past. So it's not approved for construction. So there's no substitute for copper wiring in a house. There's no substitute for copper wiring from, if you have a mouse with a cable, you know, for your computer. There's no substitute for copper wire from the mouse to your computer. There's no substitute for copper wire from the back of your refrigerator to the plug that you plug it in with. There's no substitute for it.
Yeah,
I mean, you could substitute gold.
Yeah, copper is amazing. I don't know who invented the atomic structure. Was that, was that the big guy or whoever it was?
Copper is one of the most malleable and ductile materials on the face of the planet. And there's an old joke about who invented wire. There's two guys fighting over a penny.
Okay. I get it. And just yeah, for class, gold is a better
ductile
conductor. But I don't think it would be very cost effective to wire house with gold wiring.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's why I said gold. You're absolutely correct. So the bottom line, Bert, is we're toast, and these Teslas are turning up the heat on the toaster.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, last summer we had a heat wave here in California, and the governor asked everybody to stop charging their cars, at least at certain times of the day, you know, pretty much when you'd want to use your car. And that's kind of funny because here we are trying to improve the environment by adopting EVs, and then we're told you can't use them when there's a power crunch.
Bert, I was looking at a generator and in Missouri, and the guy selling the generator said, yeah, there are people from California who want to buy that generator. They're in short supply, and what are they made with? Copper windings. That's because the grid is unstable in California and Texas. And we'll be right back.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's just a very short tangent. Yesterday I spent several hours on the phone with a big generator company, and I wanted to convert one of their generators that's three-phase to split-phase or single-phase. And I called them up. I looked at the schematic before I called them, and I knew it could be done. And I called up tech support, and I was on hold for an hour each time. And I finally got through, and I asked tech support, and they said, I don't know. Let me get a second level of an answer for you. And they said, no, you cannot do it. And I thanked them. I knew it could be done. So I called Kyle up. Kyle, a USA Prepares instructor. And I said, Kyle, here's what I'd like to do. Can it be done? Now, within 3 seconds, I had the answer. Yes, it can be done. But I don't want you to think it took Kyle 3 seconds. It took him 1/10 of a second, because 2.9 seconds was the transmission delay on the phone call to Montana and back. So within 1/10 of a second, Kyle had the answer. And he was absolutely right. So what I'm telling you is you really have talent here at USA Prepares that is unequaled anywhere else, including Bert. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, well, Vince, it probably took actually hours or years for that answer, because Kyle had that experience having worked with generators. And Vince, I'm not surprised they didn't want you to do it, because let's say you got in there and you soldered a wire wrong and connected it back up and the generator blew up, then they're going to be liable for having told you to go ahead and do it. So I'm not, you know, I probably wouldn't even have called, except maybe to say, is there any other things that, you know, any unforeseen circumstances that could happen if I switch around these wires. But, yeah, so Vince, you mentioned shortage of the transformers we talked about. Believe it or not, it's not the copper that is creating the shortage in a lot of these transformers. It's the special type of steel that's used. So interesting how, you know, there's always unforeseen circumstances anytime the bureaucrats want to pass a rule and say, oh, you got to change your tooling, so we want you to make a more efficient transformer. And all of a sudden they're backed up even making the current design because they don't have the type of steel that's used. And then it's just made worse because they go, you know, what are we supposed to do here? Do we need to satisfy the current demand and keep our production line going? Or do we need to shut down and retool for this new transformer design? And whichever decision they make, they've hurt one thing or another. So it's a mess out there, Vince, and, you know, usually these things are solved by a free market, but when bureaucrats start passing laws that say we're going to limit or tell you what you can build, what you can't build, how you're going to build it, that just ends up making things worse. And that's where we are with the Transformers.
That's absolutely correct. And we have a crisis here in the United States where we don't have leadership. And because of that, we don't know how to plan. We can't plan because these morons that are running the show telling us what to do can't make up their mind. So the leaders of business don't know what to do because the morons who are writing the regulations don't know what they're doing. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, that's correct. And I don't know if that means put technocrats in charge in Washington, because that doesn't always work out so well either. Sometimes the best people to put in charge in Washington would be nobody. That might be the best solution, and just let
maybe having a lottery and anybody for president, just sign up for the lottery, and if you win, you're president.
I don't think it would be any worse than what's going on right now, Vince.
How could it be worse?
Yeah. And you just step up and serve. I mean, that's,
yeah. And if you make mistakes, they hang you. Or we hang you.
Well,
if you lie, cheat, steal, misrepresent, obfuscate, start wars, make people take vaccines that kill them, you do any of those things, you pay the ultimate capital penalty.
So you're saying we should invest in nooses?
I think there's going to be a shortage of them. I think there's going to be a shortage of rope.
Well, the good news is we're growing more hemp, and a lot of the best ropes are made out of hemp. So
I think, you know what, I think there's going to be a shortage of, Bert, no kidding, baseball bats. I think people are going to see Teslas in driveways, and they're going to say, you know what? I can't get a transformer, and you all bought that Tesla, and those guys muscled their way, and they took the materials necessary for me to build my house and get it connected and wired. I got no place to live because you have a Tesla. There's going to be a lot of broken Tesla windshields.
Yeah,
that's my forecast. I'm not advocating it. I'm not saying go beat up Tesla cars, but I'm saying people who own Teslas are going to start parking them in the garage rather than showing them off in their driveway, because their neighbor's going to say, you done bought a Tesla and I can't run my TV and watch and have air conditioning because you all are charging and you broke the grid.
Yeah. So real quick, then, just to give an update, the planetary K index is fairly low, and I mention this for class because we are going into a solar cycle where the sun is going to be emitting more solar storms, more energy, more plasma. We're at kind of a little bit of a lull right now, but expect that to heat up over this summer and the rest of this year and going into next year. So it's important because it could affect the power grid and all of our home electrical systems and therefore our lives. So something to keep an eye on, Ben.
It's even worse than that because it's going to bake the ground and there's going to be less grass for cows to eat and there's going to be less beef, less food, less crops, less corn, less wheat, less rice, less food. Bert, thank you so much for being with us. Class, be prepared.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.